There's this guy in New York. He's suing his ex-fiance because she ended their engagement. So, but you think, well, why
is he? It
happens. Yeah, things go south, and that's just the way things go. But he got her a $30,000 engagement ring. But this is the kicker, though, that they were only together 3 months. He met her at a bar. They dated for 3 months, and then he popped the question.
You say that. Some people know. My friend's parents, 27 years old, they meet, they date for 3 months, get married. They've been married for 35 years. They're each other's best friend.
Wow.
I know. I would never marry anybody in 3 months. I had a pair of shoes I didn't wear for 2 years. I would look at them, put them on, take them off, put them back. Come on.
Yeah. The ring featured a 2.52 carat diamond surrounded by 34 rubies and then 55 smaller diamonds around it.
The rock
as well.
On this thing. So she calls off the engagement, doesn't, and is refusing to give him the ring back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is an engagement ring a gift? I think there's an actual law for this. I'm pretty sure there's a law for this. And I'm pretty sure it varies state by state. But if just morally, let's say you don't get the law involved.
Okay.
Morally, if you're with somebody and you give them a gift, right? Because engagement ring is basically a gift, I would assume. I don't know. That if they go, hey, listen, I'm not into it, don't they get to keep it? Or do you have to then return things? I'm a believer that if a guy gives a girl an engagement ring and he ends it, that she gets to keep it.
Yes, that I would agree with.
If she ends it, she should give it back. That's just how I morally think, regardless of the law. I don't know what the law is, but that would be in a personal situation. That's how I would react to that.
Yeah. Now, I did a little looking around on the internet about this, and apparently, like, New York does not recognize any action for recovery on the failure to marry itself, and like most states, an engagement ring is considered a gift. However, though, that they say that they have this. They say that he will win this because they treat it as an unconditional gift. So she has to give it back. That's how New York law runs.
An unconditional? Wouldn't it be a conditional gift?
Some states treat the engagement ring as an unconditional gift, and that's the end of it. Sorry, but in New York, unless he was already married, she has to give it back. So it's that way. But this thing said the court may, in its discretion, justice so requires, will award the defendant a lien. Against the ring, if she's
just using a bunch of terms, I don't know.
Because she might have already sold it. If she's already sold it, then
she's like
not paying her money back.
Yeah, I would like to know if anybody got married after 3 months. Any of our listeners got married after 3 months? How it worked out, or did you propose and it didn't work out? I want to hear stories either way. 424-1234
He's invested at $30,000. I know that much. Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Angie.
Hey, Angie. What's going on?
I'm weighing in on this ring thing.
Okay.
On the one hand, I agree with if he breaks it off, she gets to keep it. If she breaks it off, she gives it back. Contingent on things like she doesn't cheat on him and he breaks it off, or he doesn't hit her and she breaks it off. I think as long as, you know, there isn't any extenuating circumstances. But if you think about it, an engagement ring, you only keep it if you say yes. So...
Yeah, maybe she could be broke though, and she's like, "Hey, listen, I could get a year's salary out of this
because it's a nice ring."
Well, no, I know, but I mean, like, any situation, if a man proposes and she says, "Oh no," he doesn't give it to her. It is, you know, so. On the one hand, it is a gift, but on the same token, it's not.
It's a conditional gift. You got it. All right,
so,
cool.
I mean,
thanks for checking in this morning, Angie.
Thanks.
Okay, hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Dana Warnick.
Dana, what can we do for you this morning?
I was calling about after getting married after 3 months.
Was that you? Did you get married after 3 months?
I got married after 4 months. I was engaged after 3 months, and I have been with my husband for 12 years now.
When you told your friends and family you've been dating this guy for 3 months, had they met him yet at that point?
Well, I met him actually through my cousin. So he is 16 years older than me, and I met him through my oldest cousin. And... she knew him, just my parents didn't. My aunt had known him, and a little bit of my family had, but not my parents.
How did they react when you said, "Oh yeah, I started dating this guy a few months ago. We're getting engaged." Like, that's not even a full season. Winter hadn't passed.
Well, my parents kind of know that I'm a little nuts anyway, so I was going to do what I wanted to do. So they really didn't say much.
Yeah.
But it has lasted 12 years.
Well, that's good.
Congratulations. I'm glad your story ended like that and not like this guy's.
Yeah, me too.
All right, thanks for checking in this morning. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.